You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Denise Foreman, and she works for The Real Doula of Charlotte. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, for those out there who don't know what a doula is, Denise, why don't you lay it on us? What is it?
So a doula provides emotional, physical, and educational support to families during pregnancy, labor, birth, and then in the postpartum period after the baby is born.
So you're basically anything that the family really needs, you're there to provide that.
Absolutely. We provide non-judgmental support, and oftentimes families, you know, they don't have that person that can just provide straight up no judgment, and that's what we do. You know, mother-in-law has an opinion, your best friend has an opinion, the guy at the grocery store has an opinion.
Right.
So we just support whatever you choose for your birth. We don't care if it's a medicated birth, a scheduled C-section. You know, if you want to walk into the hospital back first, get the epidural. We're by your side, ready to go.
Right. Now, with your position, are you actually in the hospital room with the mother-to-be while the birth is going on?
Absolutely, yes. We never leave her side. She can call us at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And we'll come to her and her partner and support them in labor at their home or meet them at the hospital or wherever it is they're having their baby. And we don't leave until after the baby is born.
Now, your services are primarily in the Charlotte, North Carolina area.
I own two businesses. Charlotte Doula is an agency here that serves the Charlotte metro area. Mm-hmm. But I also co-own Real Doula, which is a doula certifying organization. So anybody who wants to make a doula their career, we certify doulas for that.
Oh, wow. So
that's international.
So you not only work actually in the industry, but you're also helping educate and train new doulas coming in. Oh, that's great. Now, your current business in Charlotte, how long have you actually been in business?
The Charlotte Doula Agency has been around for 2 years.
Do you have other doulas working for your organization? About how big is your company?
So Charlotte Doulas has 5 doulas currently on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Postpartum doulas, labor doulas, vacation doulas. Yeah, so we support the Charlotte metro area.
I'm just trying to get in my head here. Because, you know, the birthing process is a long one. So
right.
I'm curious, how many births has your company actually overseen?
Oh, my goodness. Me and myself have been over 100, so I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to take a tally of everybody on the team.
So you yourself is 100?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Now, when it comes down to, I understand the service part of it, that you're there to support the mother, the father-to-be, and the family.
Mm-hmm.
But does education work its way in here? I imagine that you come across mothers-to-be who have no idea what to do, where to go. Do you help actually educate them on some of the stuff that they should be doing before the baby's born and even after the baby's born?
Yes. So we offer childbirth education classes that they can take prior to having their baby, and also during our prenatal visit, which we do about 36 weeks, we go over an ideal birth plan. And so at that plan, we will talk about all the possible interventions that could possibly take place. And then that's a great place for the parents to ask questions and wonder, oh, what's Pitocin, or oh, what does augmented labor actually mean? And so then that's the part where we educate and just let them know exactly what those things are so they can make the best decisions for what they want.
Right. Do you have any tips for mothers-to-be? I mean, why should new mothers make the investment and get a doula?
Well, I think a lot of people are concerned and they don't think that they need that extra person because they have their husband or their spouse or their mom or their sister there. And the way I see it is those people absolutely should be in the room with you when you're having your baby. They have an emotional connection. I don't have an emotional connection with you. We gain that emotional connection, but I guess I have more professional experience, and we provide options. So we're just there as a support member, like a coach on a baseball team, or it takes a team to do this
right
for some people. And I think just having that professional who knows exactly the different birth outcomes that could be, or what medication leads to this, or whatever it may be. Like, the doula knows because she's trained to know, and that partner or mom or whoever may not know those things. And so just having that expert on your team is just wise.
Have you received feedback from former clients or even current clients? How have I never had a doula before? This is amazing.
All the time. They always, it seems like they always say something like, I couldn't have done this without you. And of course that's silly. Of course they could have. These women delivering babies are incredible, and they could absolutely do it without us, but they do appreciate us being there.
Right.
For sure.
Do you get a lot of referrals, women who have come to you to perform the service for them, and then they pass it on to their friends, their family?
Absolutely. Word of mouth is super big. We also meet with providers and, you know, talk with the doctors, the midwives, chiropractors, yoga instructors. Like, we try to make as many professional connections as possible. So then when they have a patient who is looking for a doula, they can say, oh, you know, Charlotte Doulas is around. Why don't you give them a call?
All this information is fantastic, but I think the question that I at least want to know most is, what inspired you to go on and do this fine work that you're doing?
Let's see.
I'm taking you back.
Yeah, you are. So a lot of women come to this career because they want to help other women. And of course, you know, we live birth and babies, and I think it's kind of just within us.
Right.
For me, I don't really have any connection or relationship with my own mother. So not having her at the birth of my children was really difficult. And, you know, she was there for the first two, and then things went sour, and, you know, she wasn't there for my third, our last. And
wow.
it was really hard on me. And to have the support of my husband, of course, was unbelievable. But knowing that she was missing out on this, and that, you know, I didn't have that extra person in the room who kind of was that birth expert. You know, she had four of us, like,
right.
She knows about birth. And so missing out on that mother figure was challenging for me. And there was a woman in my birth room with our son, Nixon. He had the cord wrapped around his neck three times, and
oh,
I had
wow.
to put him to abruption, which meant I was bleeding profusely, and it became a little bit dangerous. She was there, and though she was acting as her role as the NICU nurse in the room, she was providing that incredible amount of comfort and support that I needed, that the mom would have given me.
Right.
And so I knew that at that time that I needed to do something like this. I needed to be that mom in the room. I needed to be that loving best friend, or, you know, I just needed,
right.
I wanted that. I wanted to provide that for people who don't have that somebody.
I think it's always great when people turn some of their tragic moments in their life into helping other people. Because, I
Absolutely.
Mean, the way I'm at least seeing this is, if your mother didn't do what she did, then you probably wouldn't be doing what you're doing now. So,
right.
In a sense, it all kind of worked out.
Yep.
And
one door closes, another one opens.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, I love that saying. Yes, exactly. We have to end the show in about a minute. But in closing, I just want to give you an opportunity to kind of give like a last word as to why you think doulas are so important and needed in this world. And also, if you have a website, a Facebook, an Instagram, feel free to plug anything you want.
Excellent. So I think doulas are amazing. The work that we do is important. We are helping women in the birth room. We're helping families be together as one. We provide emotional support, educational support. We have zero judgment. We are there to support you no matter what choices you make in birthing and in parenting. You can visit the Charlotte Doulas website at www.cltdoula.com, or you can want to become a doula, go to realdoula.com. All of our Instagram and Facebook page are /CLTDoula, Charlotte Doulas, and Real Doula.
Well, Denise Foreman, it has been an absolute honor. Thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.